Artists are creating public art for 22 streetcar stops and the maintenance and storage facility for the modern streetcar. A panel of local residents, artists, streetcar designers, and representatives from the City of Tucson and Regional Transportation Authority selected the artists for the project, one of who is local artist Cristina Cárdenas.
It would be interesting to know if I'm the first Latina, Chicana, Mexican artist in Tucson, from Tucson, who get this kind of public art.
Cristina Cárdenas is a Tucson-based artist with deep roots in Mexico. She won the commission for the Sunlink's unique public art installation at Avenida del Convento and Congress Street. It features a metal kinetic sculpture depicting maize and imagery from pre-Columbian art and the Mexican card game known as Lotería. She says getting the commission was a competitive process.
They did your finalist, but not really still have it. So you have another presentation. Yeah, it was difficult.
Cárdenas works in her studio at the Citizens Warehouse in downtown Tucson, literally only a few feet away from the passing trains.
Welcome to Citizens.
Her space is a working studio, and she has various projects in different stages of completion throughout the room. Many of them include images of women.
I'm trying to empower women with symbols, and that's why all my women are very strong. At the same time, I want to say that women in culture, we are the ones who really carry the whole history of our town and our people.
Cárdenas is quick to let you know that her history has roots in Mexico, where she first began to study art in Guadalajara. However, she's been in Tucson for decades, and she says she now navigates a bicultural world.
I'm exploring being Mexican, being an immigrant, and I'm still not totally from here. And the sad thing is I go to Mexico, and I'm from Mexico. And they don't consider me Mexican because I left Mexico 20-something years ago. So I had the identity issue in that regard.
As an artist with, as she puts it, an identity issue, Cárdenas is constantly exploring what it means to be a woman living between two cultures and in the borderlands of her adoptive home, Tucson. In her latest series, she works from images of pachucas, young Chicana women that she found online on social media.
The pachuca is the one that they dress like a certain style, and they're very proud, and sometimes they belong to a gang.
Cárdenas, who also teaches art at a local charter school, says the young Mexican-American girl she sees there remind her of the identity struggles that she herself has navigated.
That really, my student really gave me the ideas where to go. And they're such a beautiful girls. I mean, all dress up for high school, all makeup, a lot of makeup. It's like, you know, fashion parade or something.
Cárdenas says her impulse as a young artist trended to the political. And she dealt with immigration and border issues for much of her career.
It was all political. It's all about the border.
However, Cárdenas says she's evolved and in recent years turned more to her own personal experiences to guide her art.
So that's when I start working with all the women. My reason is to portray women is to empower women, Latinas especially. And that's why, I mean, if you see one piece, I'm hoping, and it's my desire, that every piece is talking, it has a history in behind, and every piece that I paint, even a print, is telling you a story, and is telling you my story, or the story of my community.
Cárdenas says her Sunlink's public art installation is nearing completion, and will be in place in the next few months. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.